watching Carson Wentz on film, what's the biggest jump, other than obviously confidence and another year in the system, that you see on film?
You just hit it right on the head, confidence. He just looked a whole lot more confident in the pocket. At times, he looks like Aaron Rodgers, you know, out there running around, evading the rush and still making some pretty good throws. So I don't know anything other than confidence to tell you.
What challenges did their run game present? I mean, Juan only didn't have a carry last week, but he's a bigger back, bigger than you've seen this year.
Well, they have three different types of backs. You got Sproles, who's a receiving type of back. You have Smallwood, who's the speed guy, and you have Blunt, who's the, you know, the downhill power back. So you have three different guys who can do three different things, and you just got to be prepared. All of them can catch the ball, really. So it'll be a tough game.
David, it looks like they're making a change on their offensive line. From your perspective as a defensive lineman, is that kind of overblown? Do you just, doesn't matter who's in front of you, or does that kind of change how you attack? Or
It doesn't really matter. It's just like if you make a change on the defensive line. Obviously, it's going to be some type of familiarity with the starter as opposed to the guy who's coming in as a backup. But I played against Womack or a couple of the backup guards a few times, so it doesn't make much of a difference.
People say that Sproles can kind of get lost in the shuffle on the line.
You're like 5 feet tall, man.
Is that true? I mean, can you lose track of him?
Yeah.
How big of a challenge is that?
You just got to be sound in your technique, because the moment you try to do too much, offensive linemen, they have some pretty big guys. They can just get in your way, and that split second is all you need to find the crease in the guy that's short. He's hard to locate.
What can you improve on the stopping the run? It seems like compared to last year, you guys are struggling a little bit in that area.
Gap integrity. Everybody's just not playing sound football in terms of gap integrity, being where they're supposed to be. And I'm doing exactly what we're supposed to do. Yeah, some people that are stressing to make plays, myself included. We just have to get back to trusting each other.
Are you doing that because of the offensive struggles, you think, inherent?
We pay attention to the defensive side of the ball, boss. Why are you trying to get that out of me, man? It's your fifth time asking me that.
No, I just was asking. You said you guys are trying to do too much, so I didn't know if that was coming from somewhere.
Yeah, the offense not on the field and the defense out there. Anybody else?
What do you think the mood has been this week in practice? I mean, it's a tough spot for you guys.
It's the same thing every week, man. We're professionals. We know we got a job to do. Go out there and do, no matter what, wins or losses. I mean, the next game has to be played. You can't sit there and think about anything in the past, and you can't think about the future. You just have to be in the moment.